With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. President Trump tells the Wall Street Journal in an exclusive interview that he's skeptical he'll accept any congressional deal on border security.
He sounded very pessimistic. At one point, he said that he viewed the chances of succeeding on that front at less than 50-50. But he also said he really just doesn't expect it to happen.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Nicholas has the details of his interview with the president coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Some investors have blamed recent stock market volatility on the Federal Reserve's moves to shrink its $4 trillion bond portfolio. But Fed officials and some economists say there's little evidence that's true, especially when it comes to treasuries and mortgage debt. The Fed began shrinking its portfolio in late 2017. The Fed begins its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday, where its portfolio could be a major topic of discussion. Machinery giant Caterpillar is lowering its profit outlook for the year, citing less demand in China, where it makes about 10% of its sales. The company says it expects sales in China to be flat and that it expects more than $200 million in tariff-related costs this year. As a result, Caterpillar is planning to raise prices on most of its machines and engines between 1% and 4%. A new report finds two groups of cyber criminals may be responsible for about $1 billion, or the majority, of cryptocurrency hacks. Chainalysis, which makes software that tracks cryptocurrency transactions, tracked stolen funds for about 3 months. The company says the groups are likely still active. U.S. soybean farmers are feeling the impact of China's shrinking pig population. China, the world's largest importer of soybeans, mostly uses them as part of feed for livestock. But the spread of African swine fever last summer has the country's farmers culling pigs to prevent the disease from spreading any further. U.S. soybean farmers have also been struggling amid retaliatory tariffs China imposed on soybeans last summer. Still to come, we'll have more details on the president's exclusive interview with the Wall Street Journal. President Trump is expressing doubts that he'll accept a congressional deal on border security as lawmakers work to figure out a long-term solution now that the government has temporarily reopened. The president spoke to the Wall Street Journal's Peter Nicholas in an exclusive interview on Sunday as hundreds of thousands of federal employees prepared to return to work for the first time in over a month. And Peter joins us now from Washington with the details. Before we get into what the president told you, tell us first how you were able to get this interview.
Well, sure. We just emerged from this long shutdown, and I was interested in the president's views about the way forward and what he plans next. Asked the White House for an interview, and on Sunday, I got some guidance that the president was open to it, and a White House official called and said the president is on the line, and we started talking.
Wow, so that's a pretty good get. So what did he say in terms of the likelihood as to whether Congress could come up with a deal that would be acceptable to him? They seem pretty far apart, even as the government was set to reopen.
He sounded very pessimistic. At one point, he said that he viewed the chances of succeeding on that front at less than 50-50. But he also said he really just doesn't expect it to happen. His view is that the Democrats are controlled by the radical left, and they're not going to accommodate him, come up with a deal that's acceptable to him and provides the wall money that he says is necessary. So he didn't seem optimistic that this is going to work out well.
So Friday was seen in many ways as a major concession from the president, and he also faced some criticism from conservatives over his decision as well. Are we any closer to either side compromising on this issue?
I don't think so, no. The Democratic conferees on this committee are very much anti-wall and very close to Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker. So it's a situation where it's hard to find the common ground where two sides can reach consensus. So the president seems to be preparing for that and laying the groundwork, possibly to declare a national emergency, which would give him the power to build the wall without congressional approval, without funds authorized by Congress. And I think that's where this might be heading next.
What are you hearing from lawmakers who are now tasked with coming up with a compromise that the president would accept?
Well, I think that they come into this in the high hopes that they can reach a consensus. The president's view is that this group of lawmakers is not leadership. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Chuck Schumer. The president has had very little success with them. Perhaps he can have more success with people closer to the rank and file. So he's hopeful that these lawmakers are going to respond to constituents at home who are amenable to border security and might not be opposed to a wall. And, you know, there's some hope that they'll be a little bit more forthcoming. But again, he's skeptical. And it looks like the lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers serving on this committee, are going to stick tightly to Nancy Pelosi, who is opposed to the wall.
It seems like what many have feared, another imminent shutdown, seems more likely considering what you're hearing from both sides.
Well, this last shutdown was so painful, it's hard to see both sides going down that road again, both parties. I asked the president if he feels another shutdown is an option, and he said it is an option, but he made clear that he was affected by what he called the suffering of people involved in the shutdown, employees who were going without paychecks, and that made an impression on him. And we know that Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell does not like shutdowns. So I just don't see a lot of appetite for another shutdown at this point. But then again, the two sides remain dug in and far apart.
And Peter, we talked about the criticism the president faced also from his own party. And in general, his poll numbers have suffered as well.
Yes, polling is showing that voters blame him for the shutdown, not Democrats in Congress. And perhaps that's not surprising, given that in an Oval Office meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, he very forthrightly said, I'll take the blame for the shutdown. I'll wear that mantle and, you know, I'll take responsibility for it. So given that, it's perhaps not surprising that the public thinks he's more responsible than congressional Democrats.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Nicholas joining us from Washington. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.